week?
Feels good. Ready to attack the week and get ready for another SEC game.
You feel like that offense is starting to kind of find its rhythm now, four games in?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Every game we're getting better. And every week we're, finding our identity. You know, we got Kellen Moore, leading the way. And every week he's getting better. And we're getting better as a team.
What is your identity?
Our identity, we're a fast team. We play fast, play with tempo. That's who we are, and that's what we'll stick to, and that's what we're going to do.
So are you like a running team or a passing team or a balance team? Or?
We're fast. Fast, we play fast in the run game. We play fast, even faster in the pass game, and they feed off each other, and big things happen.
Christian Kirk was a running back. What would he be on this step chart?
If Christian Kirk is a running back, we do a lot of two-back. We do a lot of two-back and have to keep all those guys on the field, man. But, yeah, he's a great guy. And he can do a lot of things, especially from the running back position or even on the perimeter.
Well, Coach was talking about one reason why he's so good at returning kicks and punts is because he's a former running back.
Uh-huh.
So could you do the same stuff?
Yeah, definitely. But, the reason why he's good at what he does is because, at running back you have to read, reach your blocks. And at kicker time you got to do the same thing. You got to read what the blocks do and you got to run off of them. And he does that well, and that's why he does great in, in the kicker time game and the punt return game.
Do you sometimes even get impressed by what he's able to do even though you get to see it?
Oh, yeah. I've been here for, 2 years now, and he still finds a way to impress me every day. The guy is great. He comes to work every day. He comes to work every day, and he does magnificent things all the time, man. It's just Christian Kirk, that's a wow factor.
Talked about playing fast. Do you guys ever practice playing slow, or that's just something that just never enters your mind?
No, not at all. Coach Sumlin preaches about the way we practice is the way we're going to play. And we have a deal here. It's Fast Friday. And on Friday, we play fast. We play as fast as we can play, and we can practice, and then we go out there and do fast things on Saturday.
How big is fastest on the running backs?
I mean, we're all fast. We're all fast. I'm not going to separate any of us, but we're all fast. We're all fast. Simple as that.
Do y'all watch a lot of football on Sundays? Y'all have time to watch NFL stuff on Sunday?
No. On Sunday, Sunday we do our little recovery deal, up here at the school. But then everyone's on their own on Sunday. So, if you watch the game on Sundays, then you do.
Have y'all talked about what's happened with all the protests, with the anthem and things of that nature?
Nah, we haven't talked about it. That's outsiders information right now. And, we're just handling our business on Saturdays and getting ready to do what we have to do.
Have you lost any acceleration in the last couple of weeks? It seems like that even though no one's actually said it, that you maybe you might have an ankle or something a little bit tender. And I wonder if you feel like you've got the same burst right now as you've had maybe 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm dealing with a little ankle injury right now, but it's nothing major. I'm just working on it every week, getting better and better. But get that burst back the way I need to and get ready.
What percentage would you put yourself at right now?
I don't really know what percentage I'm at right now. I'm just doing what I can and getting ready for the next game.
Which one is it?
This is my left.
Was that from the UCLA game or your ankle?
I mean, it was leading up to that game. It was it happened more in the Nickel State game.
Okay.
And it just happened.
How important is for y'all to take advantage of these two home games against good opponents to kind of get a boost in SEC play?
It's very important. Every game on your schedule is important, especially in SEC play. You need all those games, all those wins, and we're going to take each week 1-0 with the 1-0 mentality and going to attack it with everything we have and get ready for the next week.
Did y'all think that maybe against Nickel State for part of Louisiana Lafayette, y'all might have been kind of in a funk that you needed to shake out of?
I wouldn't say it's a funk. Every football team, has to find themselves at some point. And, with us, with having a lot of young guys, we're still finding ourselves. And, at that point, it was a little bump in the road. But, we got over the hump and we got the dub the way we needed to get it. So, move on.
With the offensive line changing in and out as much as it has over the past couple of games, does that make it difficult at all from the running back position, or is that something you just never really pay attention to?
It don't make it too difficult because, we practice just how those guys switch around, we switch around too. And, we practice with them alongside, with all the combination that they have, And that's just the way Coach Turner is. He likes to shuffle those guys around and see who can play what position in case the guy goes down. So, we don't look at it as anything that hinders us. We just work and use it to our advantage and get ready for the week.
What is it about that South Carolina game last year? I think going in, you guys were a top 10 team. They were unranked, and they gave you guys a lot of trouble. What was it about last year's game that made it maybe a little bit tougher for you guys than you might have thought originally?
You know, with the SEC, you know, every week you have to bring your lunch because, you know, there's no really set win to win each week. You know, they had a good plan, and they executed, and they made plays, and we didn't at some points. But, you know, as a further notice, we just didn't produce at the level that we needed to. So,
what do they look like on the field, their defense?
I mean, they have a lot of funky fronts. You know, it's a lot of things you have to, you know, focus in on. It's a lot of things that you have to watch a lot of film. But, you know, they play some pretty good defense. You know, they send some wild blitzes and at jacks our business and whatnot. But, you know, we just have to go to work and get ready for it.
Are they more run blitzes than pass blitzes?
Yeah, they send a lot of pressure. They send a lot of pressure when we run. You know, they like to stack the guys in the box. But we'll overcome it and do what we have to do.
Been a little while since we talked to you. How are things back at home? How's your mom doing?
Everything's great. You know, the parents good, the family's good. You know, I couldn't be more happier right now.